Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Jamie's Journal, where we do journal every single day. We may not do it one-on-one. We may not write it in a book, but we may do it on a show. We may do it, we may record it. You know, a lot of us do a lot of different things when we talk about journaling. It's not just a one thing. It's not just a one deal. And please, ladies and gentlemen, understand that journaling is very, very important. I was talking to my friend again last night, and one of the things that she doesn't do daily is journal. And that's just important. That's an important part of life today. You know, how important it is to journal on a daily basis, even if you don't get time to do it privately. You know, I'm journaling right now. I'm talking to you as we are on live today. So I want to say good morning to everybody. Go out there today and tell everybody, I'm listening to Jamie's Journal live on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest. I know I don't have a June image, but I'm getting there. Hopefully, I'll be able to do something today about that. June, July, and August, I know I got to have some kind of a banner, some kind of a picture. And most times I do, but sometimes I don't. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start talking about this word journal. This is your host, Jamie's Journal. I just want to introduce myself. I'm the person that has started this platform about 3 years ago, and I'm continuing to do it. And my name is Jamie. And I just want to give you a little intro of anybody who was new and who was listening. Sometimes in life, we don't know the person that we're listening to, but we just saw them on the Facebook page, so we just decided to tune in. So I wanted to introduce myself once again. Today is another hot day. Turn on your air conditions if you can. Oh, my goodness. Talk a little bit about journaling. We talked a little bit about three, four ways to do it and do journaling. And journaling, once again, is very important, and especially for those times and the times of stress. I'm thinking. What was I about to say? But anyway, we're going over to Dr. Arlene's van, seeing if she's driving, or is she in her air? Alrighty, she needs to bring some of this air over here. Good morning. Dr. Arlene, are you there?
I'm here, testing 1, 2, 3, mic check, can you hear me?
Yes, you need to bring some of that air over here.
You know, this morning, Jamie, I'm in the car. I am just so high now on life this morning. I am just high on life this morning. You know, my brother, of course, I think I share with you, my brother passed away on Thursday, and we have been having a challenge with airlines and getting some 16 people from the Maryland area out to the area of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and you know what? This is a great day. Things haven't been working as well, but, you know, it gives me something to journal about, and that's the key, because we were talking about journaling this morning, and it's just so great for me to be able to put my thoughts down on some form of paper, some form of fashion. You know what? I think I'm going to do maybe a voice journaling this morning. I'm not sure what I'm doing this morning, but this is a great day. It's sunny outside, and I'm driving in the air condition of my car. So it's a great day to be alive, Jamie. Back to you.
Awesome. I've never met you're like the second person I met. As soon as someone passes, you're just excited. Awesome. You know, most people, you may want to journal this down. Most people are sad. Most people are like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? But if you are excited just to get to Fort Worth, Texas, and you're having some challenges, well, you can do it. It's just challenging.
And it's, you know, you said it is, and you said that, Jamie. I mean, I got a lot to journal about because just last month I was in Texas and I was able to spend some time with my brother while he was here. Yes. So we had a glorious time. He loved the Lord. He knew the Lord. That was a topic of our conversation. So I'm rejoicing knowing that, you know, the scriptures say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So he's where I'm, you know, so I'm just happy this morning knowing that he has rested this old weary body that he was living in, and now he's just, I'm sure he's doing leaps and cartwheels. I don't know what he's doing. But, you know, I am just so happy this morning knowing that I'll be reunited with those family members who are still yet alive, and they, too, are giving me something to journal about. Even this traffic this morning is alive.
Awesome. I feel your energy. I feel it. All right. Let's do a shout or something. But what I love about journaling and what I love about challenges is that at times when things get the worst, you're still smiling, you're still laughing, you're still, you know, going through the day-to-day life. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the same thing on my end, you know. My health, I didn't tell you this, is taking a turn. And, you know, I'm still going through, but it's a great day. I'm still energetic. I'm still doing what I need to do. And I'm still drinking my water with lemon, you know. Most people are, you know, that go through certain things, health issues, are like, oh, my God. No, that's not how you're supposed to be, really. Because certain times you got to be, you can't focus on what is so negative. I was just talking to one of my other friends, and she was going through relationship problems, and I said, one of the things I said, if somebody's so negative in your life, why are you going to accept them into your faith? That's what I said. Well, as you know, because she's going through a lot of relationship problems, and she thinks she loves this man, and she already accepted him twice into her life. And I said, that's a mistake. I said, she was all upset, all angry. I prayed for her. I was on the phone for at least, one or two hours. I was like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, you can't accept that negative energy into your life when things don't happen the way they should. We're always going to face we're always going to face something negative. We're always going to face something that's, like, so impossible that we just want to say, okay, I'm done. But you're not done. You have a chance. We have a chance to get up every day and shine, even though it looks like it's just impossible.
Exactly.
Because my now get this. I don't understand this, but get this. Usually I don't share. But I said that my health has taken a turn, and by me drinking my tea every morning, my high blood pressure went down and my diabetes went up. That's weird. Explain that.
Were you adding sugar? Look, you add sugar to your tea.
A little sugar, not a lot. Just a little bit.
Okay. That little bit that the blood sugar level said, ooh, sugar, your little bit is a lot to me. Woohoo, thank you. Try some stevia.
Yes. But I do. I put no sugar in my tea except for, like, if my mom has, like, iced tea, I'll put, like, water in that. And in my juice, I'll put water in that as well. So I don't don't quite understand, but anyway, it's still a great day. It's still a great day. I'm still excited. I'm still excited to be alive. I'm excited to be here. Oh, you just jumped off the line. Are you still there? Nope. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great day. It's a great day. You can feel the, I believe you can feel the energy that is going on within today. You know, even though you are facing the most negative thing in your life, doesn't mean you got to put your energy into the most negative thing. Let me say that again, because most of us are going through. Even though you are going through the most worst thing, the most worst frustration, the most worst health issue you think you're going through, doesn't mean you have to focus on that. That's what we're talking about this morning. We're supposed to be talking about journaling, but we're talking about something that is so important today. It is important. I mean, I'm excited just because I'm off of high blood pressure. I'm excited because I've been on it for the last 2 years. But now something else, you know, is trying to jump on out there. And, I mean, I've been hustling, so I've been running. So, you know, I haven't been able to do any exercises, but I see Dr. Einstein back on the line.
Yes, I'm back.
She's back. I was like, oh, she jumped off the line already.
You know, I'm mobile, so you go to those spots sometimes and your phone just weeps out on you. But go ahead, back to you, Jamie.
So I think today is a great day to talk about ways to stay positive. What do you think?
That's excellent.
And journaling. Yes. Because we as a people, like I was saying, we don't like to journal the positive things or the right things that we've done. We like to look at the negative result instead of the positive result.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times my mom will remind me, oh, my God, you got this. I say, no, I don't. No, I don't. I'm working on it, but I don't have it. And
mm-hmm.
We have what we say. We
yes.
have what we say. So
yes.
If we say I always have a certain thing, then you're always going to have it. But I believe ever since I've gotten on some medication that I don't have to take it anymore. So, you know, even though I have to take it, yes, right now, literally, but that doesn't mean I have to take it forever. So sometimes you got to focus on the positive regardless of the negative situation you're going through. And I know it's challenging. I know it's challenging, Arlene, because there is an event going on in August, I believe, and we're supposed to go to California. And I'm like, okay, all right. You know, because I told you all this other stuff that's going on. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, all right, look at that, airfares, you know, listening, you know, keep on going. But regardless of whether I get there or not, I'm still going to focus on what I need to do right then and there. So what do you have to say about positive?
Positive. Remember yesterday we talked about no, and that was to keep notice of your words. And you gave a challenge, and I told people, you know, they to write that they love themselves because, you know. And in doing so, I'm hopeful that with that exercise, people were able to think on the positive, because I'm sure no one's going to say, I love myself because I can't keep my room clean, and I love myself because, you know, I am so argumentative. I'm sure that that's not what people had to say about I'm sure that's not what people had to say about themselves. I hope not. Anyway, but, you know, when you're thinking, the positiveness, your words frame your thoughts. So you have to think about how we, at first when we're a baby, we start off with the one word, mama, mama, baba, whatever we say. And then those words turn into maybe a little teeny, tiny, short, little two-word sentence like mom give, mom want. And then from there we got phrases and phrases and sentences, paragraphs. We got the whole nine yards. So it's important that we understand that the words that we say out of our mouth becomes us. It's like, what are you eating when you eat food becomes you. What are you eating when it becomes when it's words, that becomes you too. Because if you're always negative, then people are going to call you negative Nelly or negative Robert. Yep. Oh, here he comes again. Oh, my God, I don't want to sit. Oh, don't let him sit at my table. Oh, please let him go someplace else because I don't want him sitting over here. You know, that's not what you want. You want, when they see you coming, the positiveness is exuding from you until you're the ray of sunshine for them when they see you, and it's you're the I can. Man, I'm so glad to see you this morning. You know that I can get up and I can do this and I can do that and you can do it too. Man, you know, I read your book and your book is fantastic. Or whatever the situation is, you're speaking affirmations of positiveness into the atmosphere. And that's the same thing that you're doing when you take your hand, place a pencil, which is a tool, in between your fingers so that your fingers are now taking the lead from that pencil or that pen, applying it to that page so that now you are journaling your thoughts, your actions, whatever you're doing, so that now you can go back and reflect on that day. Let me see, what was I really saying? And it's just like the old diaries that we had years and years ago. Think about when everyone gave the little girl, what did you want? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? A diary. So you gave them their diary. Well, what do you want them to do with that? They're going to journal. They're going to write their thoughts, their actions, whatever happens. That's what you're going to do. But think positive. Are negative? Do you need to write down some negative things that happen? Yes, you do, because you want to be truthful in, to you. You don't want to deceive you. But don't focus on it and allow it to control you. I could allow the fact that my brother passed away on Thursday to totally control me, consume me. I could be moping and crying the whole day. Say I have no reason to live. You know, he's my older brother. We were close. What did you leave me here for, God? You took him, you know. I don't want to be here anymore. Why? Why should I do that? He wants me to live on because he knows that there's a plan and a purpose that he has for Arlene's stand. And for that reason, that's why you hear the energy. That's why you hear the positive words, because when we speak over ourselves, the scripture says, speak over yourself. And when you know that song, speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. I may not have done any justice to that song, but you got the point. We have to speak encouraging words to one another. Back to you, Jamie.
That was good. You know, she always brings the song. She always brings the song, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what I love about her. She always brings it, you know, in the midst of whatever is going on over there. So, it is. It is very important to focus on the positive, you know, regardless of how dark the situation is. It's very, very important. And that's what I was discussing with my friend. I said to her, why go through a negative relationship when you can be by yourself and be happy? You know, why go through these relationships where you're just, you know, it's so negative, you know, it's so crazy, you know, you can't take it, you're so argumentative. You know, why go through all that and you know you're not supposed to be there? You know, and I often do this. If a person's so argumentative, a person's so negative, a person just doesn't understand it my way or see it whatever way, you know, I just say, okay, and move on. Sometimes you got to put the focus off of you and say, okay, you know what, you are just so right. I thank you for telling me that, and just move on. Negativity is going, and ladies and gentlemen, we're not saying that no negativity will hit your life. We're not saying that. We are simply saying negative things that want to come up, but you don't have to put your energy towards that 24/7. This morning, I'm continuing to pray for my friend that's going through this, but that don't mean, you know, I'm 24/7 just moping around. That doesn't mean it. That means I can be, you know, I can have control over whatever I say, and I can make it happen. What is in her life is her life. What is in Arlene's life is in Arlene's life. But that's not what I'm going through, and that's not what I should be focusing on. Everybody, every day has something to focus on, and it's either positive or it's negative. And you can turn it around by reading your word. You could turn it around by just sitting there and thinking, okay, how can I turn this thing around? I mean, there's a bunch of ways to do it. But you, first, it's a mindset. You got to put on that mindset. I will not be defeated. I will be a conqueror. By Kirk Franklin, more than a conqueror. You know, we are more than conquerors, but we got to understand that the negativity has to stop. Regardless, I don't even care if you don't have air today. I don't care whether you are living in a house where you don't have no air. Still, you have a choice to be positive or you have a choice to be negative. You have that choice. You have that choice inside of you to be the most effective person, or you could be the most negative person. You decide. So what do you think about this word, I mean, being positive and striving to be more than just a person on the corner that's just so negative?
Wow. You know, you said it, and you said it excellently. You know, what are those words you're saying to yourself? And, you know, when people are coming at, life is going to happen. So we know that life is going to happen. But in the process of what's going on around you, are you going to allow yourself to be defeated? Are you going to allow the circumstances, like Jamie said, to dictate what you're going to do in life? Or are you going to speak the positive words to yourself and not only speak them? Sometimes you can't say things, Jamie. That's the reason journaling is important. Because now we can take those thoughts and put them down, write them down, get those things out of our heads so that we can visibly see them, so that now not only are we using just one of our senses, we're using the sense of touch, we're using the sense of sight. And in some instances, we might even be using the sense of smell because we are thinking about the things that have transpired or happened around us. So it's important that we stay positive. Stay positive and think good about you because you're the only you that you have. Back to you, James.
So imagine this. You're right. Imagine this. Imagine if we could turn whatever we're going through within a day or two. A day or two. You know, I mean, you were right with going to see your brother the month before he died. Maybe mm-hmm. that was God. Maybe mm-hmm. that was totally God, you know. Mm-hmm. And most people today, they don't do that. Most people are like, I'll see him next month. I got time, but sometimes, and that's what I say, what is so important with family is you got to see them monthly.
Mm.
I have family in Atlanta, and I don't ever see them. I talk to one of my cousins every now and then. But, you know, it's just so important to stay updated with your family. And if they are so negative, then you can love them from a distance. But just imagine if you could change your situation, ladies and gentlemen, within the twinkling of an eye.
Mm.
We're here to fix somebody's problem. We're here to fix somebody's problem, to help somebody through, to help somebody move, to help somebody get that extra paycheck. We're here to help you. We're not here just for ourselves, and we are out of time. My goodness, we have more to say, but we're out of time. So how can we get in touch with you, Arlene, if we need some information about staying positive?
If you need some information about staying positive, you may reach me at arlenesweat@gmail.com. You can find me on social media, like you would say, at Arlene Fan Sweat. That's on Facebook at Arlene Fan Sweat. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. So I want to thank you, Arlene, for coming on and having that energy.
Woo-hoo.
Energy. And it's going to work out. It's going to work out. It has to work out. You know, today, you know, people act like they don't have it, but they have it. And here's one of the things I always understand. If you don't have it, you can find it somewhere.
Mm.
If you don't have it, you can find it somewhere, somehow, some way. And this is Jamie's Journal. God bless your Tuesday. And we will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell somebody to tune in, because tomorrow we're going to finish up this word on journaling. God bless your day.